Sweet beloved master, I love so much to sit with you in satsang. Many times is also quite shaky for me. I wrote to you when I first came here that it was so strong to meet your eyes. It is this feeling that is too much, too strong. I see it is still like that. When you read my letter, if I have to hit the gong or give you the umbrella or something, something in me gets so shaky and my heart starts beating fast. Like today when I had to give you the umbrella. It's just love. Love is life. Cream of life, no? Then it's exciting. Life is exciting, no? If you are alive. If you are dead, then it's not exciting. It's like that. Nothing to worry about. I felt first so relaxed, but in the moment you got ready to leave, I observed that my heart suddenly was beating so fast and I had no control. No, that's the good thing with the heart. You don't have control. And I want you to lose control. You have to be safe in yourself in losing control. Because the mind always wants to keep control. I awaken your heart. Then you have no control. You're out of control. That is where trust comes in. No? That's where surrender comes in. But then you feel how good that is also. You feel very alive. And you feel totally in the moment. Normally we always want to be in control. You have to trust that everything will function perfectly fine if you just let go. I had no control. You looked at me so full of love that I felt I was not able to receive fully this love because the shaking heart. That is my way of awakening you, of expanding you, and of ultimately killing you with love. Because you cannot contain love. It will blow you away if you are open. No? And what happens when you are blown away by love itself? What happens then? No more problem. No more worries. No more tension. Just the googly gaggy googa. This is how it is. We keep control again and again on guard. Yes. And then by surprise, sometimes when it happens, you feel so good, but you cannot do it. But slowly, slowly, you get the knack of it. This is the paradox. We are longing for love to disappear, to be at ease, to be at peace, and at the same time, we're resisting it. This is the dilemma. This is what I have to work with all the time. And then if I see it, then maybe you're very resistant because you have your ideas how it is. So it could be a fight. No, Kumud doesn't have a fight. I'll just tell to you. You are innocent woman is no problem. You looked at me so full of love that I felt I was not able to receive fully because this shaky heart. This is how the mind is. Why? Everybody is longing for peace, for love, for happiness. Then when it comes, you can't receive it fully. This is what you have to take notice. Why? Why this? Because it's an old habit of being negative, of resisting. Almost like you are not allowed to be here. Many people have this. They are not. No, I'm not allowed to be. I have to just be. Oh, so. No, you have to come out. You are here. If you're not sure, just pinch yourself and feel, I'm here. Then you have to stand up for yourself. You have to embrace life, no? And that is what's happening here. I'm showing you life. I want you to live life. Embrace life to its fullest, no? And without love, it's impossible, because whole life is received through the heart, no? They say love is God. So if you don't open up to love, how can you feel God then? And if you totally open to love, then you totally open to God. Then, of course, he will blow you away because you cannot contain it. It's too vast, too infinite. And so this is the fear. It becomes so much that you feel like you disappear. So up to that point, there's always resistance. As soon as you let go, then it's bliss, then it's peace. This is how the mind, again and again, many times, it will hold you back. Because the mind wants to be in control, the ego wants to be in control. Your personality has its ideas. Slowly, slowly, I'm tricking you into that. And the best way I have found is by love, is by peace, is by understanding, no? After you left, my body calmed down. And I felt so peaceful. Yes, no, peace after the storm. I have been here a few years, but still this comes up. So I have been asking myself why I get so nervous. I have never liked attention. I see this nervousness comes up in sharing sometimes as well. And I start trembling in the inside. This is normal. Some people, they don't like attention. Some people, they love attention. No? Some people, they call them attention seekers. They always have to be in the middle. So this is just two opposites. My suggestion is that when you have attention, have attention. If you don't have attention, you don't have. Don't take any notice. The same. You are the same. If there is attention, there is attention. If there is no attention, there is no attention. Who cares? That is just an idea of the mind, no? So some people are more extrovert, some people are more introvert, no? But don't get lost in that. You have to have a balance. Not to disappear and being shy, because then you will miss out on so much, and not be attention seeker, because that is, again, the ego, no? So the mind can understand that. Everybody knows that some extrovert, some introvert. And many times very difficult for them to connect. But you are not this or that. You are neither. You are both. So you have to find a balance. Just be open. That is what I'm trying to teach you. You are undisturbed if you are with people or if you are by yourself. If you are by yourself, you learn to enjoy your own company. If you are with people, learn to enjoy other people's company. Then it's a balance. There was a story from Buddha's days. It was a prince in one of these towns he walked to, because he used to walk all the time, going around. Only in the rainy season he stopped and settled down. And the rainy season in India is at least 4 months. So then he stopped in places because too much muddy and a lot of mosquitoes also. Luckily here we don't have any mosquitoes. But in India they had. Things are much better now. No mosquito repellent also they didn't have. So poor Buddha's disciple, can you imagine? No blanket, no nothing, no rubber boots, nothing. Only the chapati and Buddha. But when people have Buddha, then they forget everything else. That's what's happening here also. You forget. Because it's so beautiful just to be in satsang. Ah, so nice. Then you forget. But that's what happened with Buddha also. All many people following him, but also very difficult because there are no speaker, so only the first 2-3 lines heard. Then you had 1,000 people sitting. And what? Can you imagine how it was in the old days? And then they asked the disciple in the front, what did he say? What did he say? And then by the time they have told, then it's totally different. So maybe that's why Buddha was known for just silent meditation, because nobody heard anything. They learned just to be in silence. Because, what? No microphone, no speakers, no. Then if you sit and look like him. Anyway, he came by one town, and then it was a beautiful prince there who came and listened to his discourse. And he totally fell in love with the whole atmosphere, the vibe, the beauty of the Buddha. So he asked for be initiated. And then he came with them on the journey and settled down. But then slowly the disciples said that this Shrona was his name, he's extreme, because already you are teaching us just eat a little bit every day, you know, don't indulge, all that. He was very yogi situation. It's no cakes, nothing like that. But this guy, he ate even less. So if the people only ate one good meal a day, he only ate one good meal every second day. Really, yogi. And then the Buddha got really start worried, because he got more and more weak. He was a very strong prince first. But that's how it is. The mind wants to go to the opposite. First he was very that, always had attention, no? He felt very good, the prince and the clothes and nice. Then he got totally in. No, not say anything, not eat, no, just meditate. Then Buddha said, Shrona, no, I heard you were a great musician in your palace. You played the sitar. Yes, that's true. But no, I don't play. So how was it when you played? If your strings on the sitar was too tight, what would happen then? Then if you play it too, then they break if it's too tight. Yes, so you cannot be too tight in the playing, get any music. No, you cannot have any good music if it's too tight. And what happens if the strings are too loose? If strings are too loose, you cannot play. No music comes, just some string, strange sounds. Yes, that is how life is also. If you are too loose, then no sound. If you are too tight, then also no good sound. You have to have it in the balance. Then he understood, this is not the right thing to go from one opposite to the other. No? It's not about in or out. It's not about dieting or stuffing yourself. It's about having balance. And that you can only have if you become aware, if you become in tune. And that's what the Buddha is teaching you. You start getting in tune. Then you understand. Then there is no opposite. If it's in or out. If you are alone or if you're with people. You are content in yourself. Everything out there is just like a movie. No, you're watching it. Then you don't have any ideas. You do what is needed to do. Otherwise, people have all kinds of ideas. Don't have ideas. Just listen to yourself. Be natural. Be relaxed. Then you function fine in everywhere. I'm wondering if I might be bringing with me some old memories in my system. When I'm in your presence and my body reacts, and maybe I project unconsciously. Don't worry about all that. No, when I'm talking to you, then you feel it in a totally different way, no? This is just thinking. It doesn't matter if it's from the past or if it's projected, who cares? It's all part of the mind. You feel it in your heart, in your being, then you feel, ah, this is right. That is how truth operates. When you really are open and the truth comes in you, the love comes in you, then it transforms you by itself. Otherwise you can think forever. This feeling of being afraid to make a mistake in front of the master is quite scary. No, you cannot make any mistake. How can you make mistake? It's impossible. Don't, just relax. What could be a mistake then? But this is how it is. We're trying, but around the master it doesn't work trying. Only thing that works is that you relax, you become in tune, you become natural. When I was with my master Osho, then I was guarding many times when he was going to discourse outside his room. And then I didn't go to discourse that day because I had to stay there in his house. And many times his partner, Vivek, didn't go also to the Hindi discourse. So then it was only me and her sitting there on the steps waiting, not chit-chatting, very sweet. Then in the beginning I was very, I have to be perfect, summarize the situation. Then I open the door, then going together in, open the car, and I went, pa, like. No, you know the feeling. And then he came back, then opened the door. And then I liked so much to look at him that I had this, I went backward up the stairs. Wah, wah. You know? Just like that. So he was coming, I was just like his shadow going in front because it was so nice. And like, Bhagavan. Like. So then very elegant, just gliding up three stairs and then up a few others and then into his door. And then one time when I was there, then I went straight into the door frame. Bam! Looking at him all the time. Bam! And then we had eye contact, and then he would just start giggling. No, you see, you know. And then I really got it, because in that moment, no mind. No. Just like so funny, the whole situation. No. Then we were both giggling, and after that, very relaxed. No more tight. Huh? So you have to have your own experience. And of course, he loved it. Hmm? Then that's how the teaching is. You have to do it for yourself. So, to be alert, conscious, but not being tight, no? That is the art. Because anything that is a tightness, you're scared or trying to do something, then it's a tension. Then it's not natural. That cannot work around a master. It feels unnatural, no? But from the past, the mind always has this idea. I have so many times heard people, oh, we don't know how to behave. When we come to the ashram, we come to the sangha, we start working. I don't know how to behave. No, of course you don't, because here's totally new. You have to learn to be natural. So everybody, this is the cleaning I'm talking about. They have to go through that. To come back to the natural beingness, where you can just be relaxed, just be innocent. Hmm? And how, after all, how can I scare you? Hmm? Impossible. Just relax. It's just the mind is what scares you. Hmm? The feeling of being afraid to make a mistake in front of the master is quite scary. Hmm. Then just do mistake then you see how it is. Nobody, that's what I learned also. I'm sharing it because it's not much a pleasant feeling to have if I bring something with me into your presence. That is in the way for me to melt. I want to look at myself and grow. Thank you so much for your love. And thank you so much for teaching me to love myself. Deeply grateful, Kumud. You see, you can only love yourself by knowing yourself. The deeper you know yourself, the more you will love yourself. Because you are love. But you have forgotten that. And there is no tension in love. So the deeper you know yourself and trust yourself as your true self, because you can never trust the false self. Is always trying to be something else. So the more you're coming back to your natural self, getting intimate with your own self, trusting yourself, seeing all your ups and downs and all that, the more you will love yourself. Till you come to the center, then only love. beloved Swaha, finally I understood that you are always right, especially when my ego does not like it. Yes, I'm always right. Even when I'm wrong, I'm right. Your care is limitless, and that moves me to tears of joy and peace. You see, Bhagavati, it's very hard to accept that somebody is always right. Because you are not used to that at all. But when somebody doesn't have their own ideas, you are just a vehicle for the truth. That is what I'm here for. I'm just speaking the truth. I'm just sharing the love. So if that is clear, which is almost impossible that it is from the beginning, you have to go through your layers of protection. When that is gone, that is called surrender, acceptance, gratefulness, trust. Then everything goes straight in. There's no more protection, no more resistance, no more ideas. As long as there is somebody there, it will always be a confusion, because then it's you against the truth. But because you don't really have surrendered to the truth, you cannot fathom the truth. You cannot really understand the love, because it's too big. To understand it, you have to disappear, you have to melt. As soon as that happens, then there is no problem. When you are in your heart, then you can only receive it. Then you receive it. There's no resistance at all. You hear everything very clear. Because there is not my truth and your truth. There is only truth. So as soon as I get you into that space, then there is no more problem. There's only one source. The enlightened one comes from that source. As soon as you come back into that source, into that trust, no more problem. Because you hear that. If you hear something that is bullshit, you see that it's bullshit. There's no confusion. But remember, bullshit can only come from a bullshit. Bullshit cannot come from the source. It's impossible. Bullshit cannot come from love. Playfulness can come. Jokes even can come. Even dirty jokes can come sometimes. I did not realize until now how much I was totally identified with the woman who leads groups, etc. I was enjoying this and believed until this morning that I was who I am. Not true. No. It's so nice that we now can start communicating on a different level. I've been waiting for that. And you see, I'm so innocent. I'm always doing that from the first moment. Because I see everybody like that. And then I realized, you're still thinking. My God. Then it's problem. Misunderstanding, no? And that's what for a long time I had to work. How do I get you out of this idea that this old idea that you are group leader and blah, blah, blah. Yes, you are, but so much more, no? And I told you, I'm interested in that, your real source. And that is the only thing that will always be there. Not your persona, not your idea who you are, not your physical body, not your story. You have to go to the source of it. So when you write this, I am very happy, Bhagavati, because then it was worth it. That's what I was trying. You know? Not true. This morning I was in this space that lets me see how much I was fully identified with it. But it's not who I am. I am this simple, quiet, nearly shy woman who is serene most of the time. She does not have many desires left beside quietness, tranquility. The doer is melting into nothing. Yes. And the doer comes and goes. The nothingness is always there. So the whole dilemma is that we have been identified with the doer, which you had to the max. Because you are intelligent woman, strong woman, you had children, you have responsibility, all that thing, no? But then the whole focus became on that image, the doer. And doers come and go, and doers get very exhausted sometimes. But it's something that never gets exhausted. So that's the whole effort to pull you back into that, which is untouched of any doing. And for that to happen, this doer has to be destroyed. And that is almost impossible except with love. So if the love hadn't been there, it couldn't happen. Then it will be a time of breakdown. Then slowly, slowly learn to come to be a doer but out of nothingness. Because everything comes from emptiness, comes from God, comes from nothingness, comes from space. We are just energy. So energy is nothing, you cannot see it. Only the doer you can see. So don't mistake yourself to be the doer. Be that energy that is untouched by any doing. Then you do whatever you need to do, whatever your life mission is, your karma is fine. But you are untouched of it. How can nothingness be touched? Thank you, Baba, for guiding me so sweetly and faithfully to this simple, pure state. At your feet with immense gratitude. Bhagavati. Then I'm also happy with that because we are all friends and now you are more in tune with me in a more real way. And all the experience that you had is very good, but it will be no even much better to play with whatever you are doing with this new understanding. Because everything can be much more graceful and truthful and real. and innocent. And that's what is touching the people the most. So whatever you know, it is in the computer. Whatever teaching you have, whatever, if you are a mother, if you are a gardener, if you are a cook, or if you are a group leader, or if you are a singer or a dancer, it doesn't matter what. But from that space, everything will be transformed into more beauty, no? More realness. Beloved Babaji, our warrior of love, your sword of love did cut through all these layers of protection that I was using, disliking it with fierce judgments on myself, but impossible to deny that they were there, keeping my heart so tightly protected, manipulations, seduction games, giving in order to receive the expectation and delusions, all of those games, trying to protect me and control in order not to be hurt. Yes, that's what I remember in Brazil, then the first time, then you got hurt, no? No, we have to finish that game. It's not about that. But everybody has all these games that I have to try to cut through, because you're so identified with something, someone, the doer. And if I'm not cut through that, then how can we communicate them? To be with me, there cannot be any protection or control, because if there is something to get hurt, face it then, because no, anything that is hurtful, is painful, is false. There is nothing real that is hurtful, impossible. Only if you clinging to the false is painful. This is the dilemma. I try to show you the truth, the love, the peace, but you are protecting yourself. You have ideas. The ego, the doer is always on guard. So that's why it's layers and layers and layers and layers to uncover your true self. So you can just have the trust to be open. And again, that can only happen if you have a love and understanding. So luckily, love won. Rumi says, only lovers can understand love, no? How can a Rumi say, talk about love, if you are not the lover? It's impossible. You have to open the heart to love. You have to open the heart to the master, otherwise it can never. You can never win. I said you can never win. You can try and try. Just go on fighting till you die, till you're exhausted. You can never win. It's impossible. Only in surrender you win. But that cannot be understood or realized before it happens. It's like that. So I never know when will that click, no? And I tried hard with you because we are getting older and this is the most important. You have to change before it's too late. Then you take with you that eternal. The doer won't come with you. Everything will be left. Only love you can take with you, no? I give you just good provision for the journey. All these games trying to protect me and control in order not to get hurt. It never worked. As a matter of fact, they were the sources of so much unnecessary suffering. When you look back, you can see how much unnecessary we've been suffering. It's amazing. Just because of this dual, just because of this control freak. I found myself free of those, maybe only for a moment, but the freedom of the heart is leaving me naked, vulnerable, far from the identities and stories, but sharing with laughter, looking back on this entire journey. Yes, and that's why it's so seldom that this happens, because it will leave you naked and vulnerable. And that is the courage I'm talking about. Who can be naked and vulnerable in this world? You think you have to be strong. You have to think you have to do something. You have to push yourself. Everybody is expecting, you've been taught from the beginning that you have to go for it. You will make it. But when you are letting go and is left naked, vulnerable, in tune, then a whole different life comes up. And you realize you can do everything but so much better without any tensions, without any fight. Your love entered me, and finally surrender, and I let it in. And I tell you, Bhagavati, only those who loves me can understand me. It's always been like that. Your love entered me, I finally surrendered and let it in. And what happened when you let it in? Everything changed. Thank you, my beloved Master, for this immense gift. This is the gift. It is Bhagavati. It is the immense gift. Is what Buddha called the greatest gift that you can get in life, the gift of truth. That's what I come with, Buddha said. If that is the killing you mentioned, please keep killing me again and again at your feet, Bhagavati. Yes, this is the killing that I meant. And isn't it sweet? Like Kabir said, if this is dying, let me die 1,000 times. Then no more fear. Hari Om. When that has been received, which is what the mystics are coming to share, then everything is clear, because you will always be in tune, because something has been touched on the deepest level. If that has not happened, then is not the time to leave. If that has happened, then there cannot be any leaving, because we are always together. That is the difference. Otherwise, the mind thinks, it has desires. And when that gift has been received, and that transformation has happened, and that I always feel in my heart, because it's not what you are saying or writing, I feel you, I see you. If that has happened, then there's no any questions or what to do, because you know. In love, there is no questions. It's just gratefulness. It's just understanding. It's just peace. Rumi says, the human spirit is in reality awareness that has been honed by tests and trials. Those who have greater awareness have greater light, have greater spirits. The human spirit is greater than that of the animal spirit, because it has greater awareness. In turn, the angel spirit is greater than the human spirit, because it transcends all level of awareness, while the spirit of the true mystic, the saint, is greater than that of angels. Those who have less awareness should learn at the feet of those who have a greater awareness. A rose does not bow down in worship to a thorn.
What a lucky find, the ending of the search. Now, and seeing me. And so you have my heart, and nothing is the same.
The chain.